let's come back to the body, with the mind into the body, into the moment right now. So try to sink more subtle into the body. And the tensions that have been building up, yeah, try to relax them now. Try to let them go. Maybe there's a feeling on the breath which you can relax. Sometimes some tension builds up in the face. Try to relax. So try to sink into this place here. Check also your shoulders. And with the shoulders up, it's resistance for the moment right now. Try to relax them. Try to sink into the place here. With a mind in acceptance for the moment right now, in acceptance for yourself, even if some things you don't like about yourself, and this wish may be happy. May I be happy. And I'm not the only one with this wish for happiness. All living beings have this wish for happiness. But the conditions are such that they without happiness. And I don't wish for suffering. Just like all the other living beings. But the conditions are such that they all, including myself, experience suffering. Like suffering of change. Suffering of suffering in my body, in my mind. And all pervading suffering. I suffered enough. With these conditions, I can make a change. And not only for myself, but for the benefit of all beings. So try to include all living beings into your heart. All beings within the six realms of existence and all the intimate state beings in the Bardo, and not to forget about one. I'm going to benefit them. are making effort in this meditation. Try to feel responsible to do something. I have to become myself a Buddha. With this motivation, may become a Buddha for the benefit of all living beings. We start our meditation on the breath. Try to remember, concentrated on the breath. What can you remember? Is the quality to relax? Is the mind that meditates? So bring the mind into meditation mood with these three conditions. And these three conditions, not just understanding them, but making them your own on a spiritual level. So the first condition, concentration point, try to get an experience for this. Try to hold the mind at the concentration point, the breath. You see that you have to make effort to hold it on the breath. It wants to escape away from the breath. In the second condition, that you concentrate 100% with all your focus . You can see how the energy starts to slip away into thinking, or just lose it by falling asleep, going into dullness. And in the third condition, an equanimous state of mind. Recognize the monkey mind. Or it grasps when something pleasant arises. And how it comes up with aversion for something unpleasant. Like or dislike. Up and down. Like a monkey. And then we move to our abdomen, our belly. And try to sink a little bit more deeper into your abdomen. And it helps to breathe one time everything out. And the in-breath, just receive it. Naturally, it will bring you more into your abdomen. And the resistance there can go. And one time breathing more out. With all your focus into your abdomen, as if you become your abdomen. The quality to bring stability, it brings the energy down, it really grounds you. But also transforms your feeling, your hurts. Your emotional hurts. A very good spot to concentrate on, to digest. Then we move to the entrance of the nostrils, the doors of the nose. Did you remember the fourth condition? Don't hold your concentration object too tight and not too loose. Very good. And the concentration is very supportive, the group's energy. And I concentrate a little bit more on the second condition. You focus 100%. But feel then that the mind, the muscles of the face, doesn't become tense. And try to lose this without losing your focus. and take your time to let go of the activity of mind and to stretch the body. So try to hold the focus. Let me start to look at ourselves. Yeah. We actually exist. We appear to be self-existent. We appear very solid. It seems to be existing totally independent of everything else. But do we exist in this way? So let's look at ourselves as a person. So first we have to get a very clear picture of how we see ourselves existing. We as a person appear to our minds. To get a good feeling of this, imagine that you get criticized for something you didn't do, like something very painful, that someone criticizes you. So try to get in touch with the sense of me. The me who's getting unjustly criticized. Try to imagine this. Make it a little bit more stronger. As if somebody is standing in front of you for something very shameful, is blaming you that you even didn't do. Try to feel this. Make it as shameful as possible. So get in touch with this feeling, this me. Okay, feel this me who is being criticized, feel very solid. It seems not to depend upon anything else for the existence. So there's a really solid, independent me that we should be able to find it when we look for it. So where is this me who is being criticized? And there are only two places where it could exist. Within the body and the mind, or somewhere separate from the body and mind. So first look into the body. Can you find anywhere within the body the me who is being criticized? To try to get in touch with the sense. It is me who's been criticized. Or maybe you feel it in your chest area. Can we find in this area? In your chest area? This me? We cannot find it in the chest area, isn't it? This me who's been criticized. So look in the other places in the body for this me who's been criticized. Maybe think it's in your head. So check your head. Check everything. And probably you cannot find it in the head. Maybe in the parts of the body. Is it in your left arm? This me who has been criticized? Who appears to exist independently from anything else? It appears very solid. This me has been criticized. Is it maybe in the legs? In your big toes. Where is the me? Do very clearly in the body. For this me has been criticized. But what do we find? All we find are parts of the body. No me who's been criticized. But what about the body itself? Is that the me being criticized? But the body itself is not me, because the body is something which I possess. And the other person is criticizing me and not my body. We cannot find it in the body. Maybe in the mind. Can you find the me who is being criticized anywhere within the mind? Check within your thoughts, your feelings. Check every aspect of your mind. For this me who has been criticized. It appears very solid. It appears like existing independently from anything else. We should find it. Where is it? And again, all we find are parts of the mind. But what about the mind itself? Is that a me being criticized? But also the mind itself is not me. Because the mind is something which I possess. And the other person is criticizing me and not my mind. Not in the body. Not in the mind. But where is it then? So when experience comes up, try to hold this experience of not finding this me, not in the body, not in the mind. And maybe you think, oh, maybe the me being criticized is the body and the mind together. Just check very carefully. But the body is not being criticized. The mind is not being criticized. So the body and the mind together is just a collection of two things. No one of them is being criticized. This is me who is being criticized. Where is it then? There's only one place left to look for the me being criticized, which is separate from the body and the mind. So if the me is separate from the body and the mind, then we should be able to take away the body and the mind and still be left with the me. Can we have a sense of me without the body and the mind? We looked in every place, not in the body, not in the mind, and not outside of the body and mind. Not within. And not separated from the body and mind. So where is the me, the person who is being criticized? So at this point, try to rest in this experience of not finding the me. Hold a very strong focus. You can analyze yourself again. Oh yeah, not in the body. Nowhere to be found in the body. Not in the mind. Nowhere to be found in the mind. I'm also not separate from the body and the mind. There's no me to be found anywhere. So try to hold this experience of not finding me, with the understanding that there's no sort of self-existent, independent me to be found at all. So keep meditating yourself now. Analyze again, body, mind. And hold the focus single-pointedly on not finding me, this experience, this feeling. Me, the person. Not in the body, not in the mind, but the body and mind together, and not separate from the body and mind. Wow. But we can see clearly that there is a me being criticized. So I do exist, but not in a way we feel as something independent. I am empty of existing in that way. I am empty of inherent existence. But this does not mean that I do not exist at all. But I exist dependently as something which I merely labeled on the basis of the body and mind. Like a label, like a name. Dependently. Merely labeled on the basis of the body and mind. Having done this practice, we dedicate the positive merit. May become a cause for us to gain the highest enlightenment for the benefit of all living beings. Whatever obstacles there on the path, may they be removed in this second, right now. That we may gain insight and realizations on the path for the benefit of all living beings. So take your time to finish this session here.